This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Monday morning, May 10th. It's gorgeous outside. Vinny's saying it's going to be hot today. Hot and windy.
Warm and windy and red flag fire warning, everybody.
Yeah, when it's windy. Look, never throw out your cigarette ashes that, or your butts. That's ridiculous anyway. But especially when it's warm and windy. Mm-hmm. That's a bad combo. Mm-hmm. Just be careful, you know? We all live here. Nobody wants to burn it down. Jerko. All right. Hi, happy Monday. Happy. Woo! Hurrah! Good news. Secret Show's coming back starting on Friday. That's great. That'll cheer you up. Something to look forward to this week. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Floorcraft. Save up to $1,000 during the Claws and Paws flooring sale at Floorcraft Carpet One, San Francisco. Refresh your floors, kitchen, bath, and save. Visit floorcrafthome.com for details. We'll start with the Rock Hall. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they nominate a whole bunch of people every year, and I think four or five of them get in. This year, and all the years, the audience, the fans, get one vote. So they take a poll, and everybody votes, and that becomes one of the voting members. And here's who they had to... here are the top five vote-getters. You tell me who was number one. Iron Maiden, Foo Fighters, Tina Turner, Fela Kuti, and the Go-Go's. With the winner got about 585,000 votes.
I actually could... I don't know the Fela Kuti person, but other than that, any one of them could be the person. I'm going to say the person, though, is Tina Turner.
That is correct, Vincent. Tina Turner topped the list. Yeah, go Tina.
You know, I didn't get to watch it yet, and I've been asked to watch it a couple times. My missus watched there's a biopic on her right now.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And I was asking her, because I don't know Ike Turner in the sense that I know all the songs he's done. But I do know that he was basically at the beginning of rock and roll.
They like, say he was the first rock and roll song.
Right. He's like one of the first guys. So yeah. I definitely have an interest in it. But I also know he hits chicks and he hit her. And I thought, I wonder if that's in the story. And she said there was some of that in there. But it was really good, so it's something I plan to watch. I don't know enough about, and I said, you know, did they also have Oprah deciding Tina rules and turning the Oprah show into the Tina Turner show? Do you remember that?
I do. That was, she was...
they like went on tour with Tina Turner, the Oprah show did.
I didn't know about that. That's crazy.
Yeah, they made it. It became a thing. Anyway, the point is, it's apparently very good. I'm not surprised Tina Turner.
So it only counts for one vote. The fan ballots tallied alongside all the I want to say, didn't Matt Nathanson say he's a voting member for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? So it sounds like there's, you know, a bunch of musicians. I don't know how many total ballots are out there, but one of them will be a representation of what.
For me, I'm a Maiden guy, so Iron Maiden is an absolute. I love the Foo Fighters too.
Sure,
but I mean
the Go-Go's. I mean, I know
the Go-Go's absolutely. I mean, that's an all-female rock band. That's awesome.
Let's see here. What else they say about it? Not too much. The 2021 Rock and Hole.
Rock and Hole.
Who doesn't want a Rock and Hole? Come on. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is going to be October 30th in Cleveland. So you'll get to, maybe Tina Turner will go in. That was just the fan ballot. And there's tons of people who are nominated. So
I think she has backed out of public life, though, hasn't she?
I don't know.
I think she has.
Like, I haven't seen her in a while. So
I don't know that she would go to this if she were.
Yeah, I don't know. How old is Tina Turner now? Is she old enough that it might be like a health thing?
81. Or,
oh boy, 81. That's old. So good. Over the weekend, as I was just sort of scanning through celebrity news, because I have to. I love it so much.
You know you love it, Sarah.
So much. I saw a picture of Pam and Tommy and went, oh, that's a cute picture, mm-hmm. and kept moving.
Adorable.
Here's the picture. You had a picture of Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson. Zoom right in on Pam on that.
All right.
There's his tattoos. And okay. That is not Pam and Tommy. Turns out that's a guy by the name of Sebastian Stan and a girl named Lily James, and they will be playing Pam and Tommy in the upcoming Pam and Tommy series, which is going to be on Hulu. It's pretty convincing. Mm-hmm. There's another picture of Pam, or I should say of Lily mm-hmm. Allen as Pam. There's the picture.
Oh,
scroll,
cool.
Scroll right in on that.
Crazy.
I don't know if she got just really, really well done prosthetic boobs to play Pam in this, because they're the big, you know, how she used to just have the globes. They looked like they were just stuck on there.
Right.
She's got them. So,
and that face is more.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
The impressive part.
It's really, really close. So, and look, I'm a huge Pam Anderson fan. I've always loved her. I think she's gorgeous, and I was always fascinated by her. And I scrolled by that picture like, yep, that's them. Mm-hmm. Didn't give it a second, just, you know, gave it a quick glance and moved on with my life. And then I see it in this story today and went, oh my God. I guess that was a story I need to read.
So the interesting thing about this storyline, and I don't know for sure how it exactly went down, but I seem to remember that he pursued her in a way that today would be considered, what's the word?
Stalking?
Troubling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, didn't he follow her somewhere or something like that to, like, Cabo or someplace?
Yeah, and then after knowing her for, like, three, you know, so he finds her and he wears her down and then marries her, like, that same week on the beach.
Yeah, I don't know the whole story, but I'll be interested. Are they going to tell that? Is that the deal that we're going to see them from the beginning? Because,
you know, they're not saying a lot about what this show will be, but I would think that if they're calling it Pam and Tommy, that it'll be a series about their life. I don't know if it's a limited series. I doubt they're not going to write fictional sitcom-y type situations for them. I would just assume that it will. I would think that that would be in episode one, Vinny.
Hmm.
I don't know. So she's there. It looks like Tommy Lee, and she's biting him by the nipple ring, and it looks just like her. Even her arm is doing a good job being Pam Anderson. Like, it's incredible, actually. We'll put that up at the Ceremony Facebook page. We'll put the whole article
up there.
Here's the person. Don't say who this is.
Okay.
We're going to put up a picture now of the guy who stole the videotape from their love nest, the one that was released, the Pam and Tommy sex tape.
So they know who it is.
They know who stole the tape and who put it out there. I'm not seeing the guy's name in here, but I want you to look at the guy who's playing him and tell me if you can.
He's a very famous actor.
Very famous actor.
Very famous actor.
Scroll. Zoom in on his face.
What you got? What you got? Because I did not get this. Oh my God.
God, it looks like Cato Kaelin, actually, but No, I don't know who that is.
Is it Jason Sudeikis?
It is not Jason Sudeikis. That's a good guy. He actually looks more like Jason Sudeikis than he does like Seth Rogen. That's Seth Rogen.
Oh.
I was scroll down to Seth Rogen's belly.
I was going
to
say the
Seth Rogen has slimmed the F down.
Yeah, he has.
So go down. Now zoom in on the belt area.
All right.
Okay. I mean, that is...
I was going to say the guy who plays Toby in The Office.
Nope. That was my not second. Toby from The Office.
Seth
nope.
Rogen... Seth Rogen, Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, like Seth Rogen. The one
laugh.
That we all know.
Yeah, this
okay.
Guy, this guy right here.
Are you sure that's not... Are you sure?
I know.
Now
right?
Looking at it,
you know
it
what?
Does look like him.
I'm not sure.
It doesn't look like him. And the last picture I saw of him, he had a giant beard.
Hmm.
Hey, I'm going to put this on the Sarah Vinny face.
Yeah, put it all up there.
I'm like really studying it.
With just this photo, I'm going to say, is this Seth
Is this
Rogen?
Seth Rogen? Great idea. That's absolutely great. People will say yes or no. So he has photo credit for it. It says Seth Rogen by Seth Rogen. They found themselves at the center of a scandal. A safe containing an almost hour-long sex tape of the pair was stolen by a former disgruntled employee. They're not naming him here. Played by Seth Rogen in the show. last year, she described the infamous tape as not a sex tape, but a compilation of vacations that we were naked on. Babe. So Lily James and a guy by the name of Sebastian Stan.
Yeah, she is spot on, though.
It's incredible.
Incredible.
The reason I had a picture, and maybe you have this or you don't, I don't know, but Seth Rogen was talking about James Franco. Do you have that story?
I have the story. He's, you know, he was put on the spot on a podcast, and he said, I don't have any plans to work with him, because someone said, yeah, guy. But that's not the same as saying, no, I'll never work with him, just because they don't have anything on the
right,
books.
But that's why works, I recently, yeah. the recent picture that came with that article was him fully bearded out. So that's the last thing I saw was him with a Santa beard.
Yeah,
so
I'm
looking at that
know.
Photo going, I don't get it. It's not even, I can't, okay.
Yeah, I don't know when they shot this. It's going to be on Hulu. Let me see if I can find the date here. It'll probably be at the end of the story.
I know people can shave their beard, by the way, if you're texting. I get
sure.
that. I'm just saying it just, the two don't, I don't get it.
Yeah,
I am
not seeing a date when this is happening, but they've released the first pictures and It's amazing. The transformation of these two people into Pam and Tommy is excellent. I'm actually really excited about it because I've always
so you'll
thought,
watch it.
I may, sure. I feel like I'll watch at least some of it. I have always loved Pam Anderson, and I have always thought no one can play her. It's like when people try and play Marilyn. It's like no, it's just never quite as good. But I walked by this picture like it was just them and went on with my day. And when I saw it in the story today, I went, oh, my God. Oh, my. I have been fooled. over the weekend, I told you on Friday, I think, as we were talking about things that were happening on the weekend, there was a Vax Live concert. And it was hosted by Selena Gomez. It was Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world. And they said the goal was that they would get as much money as they possibly could and pay for vaccinations for people in underserved areas of the world to sort of bring equity, to bring parity to accessibility of vaccines. So I don't see what their goal was, but it was far less than $302 million, apparently. They don't say what the original goal was. Like, were they looking for $100 million? It was the Global Citizen Fundraising concert advocating the importance of vaccine equity has pulled in $302 million. President Joe Biden, Prince Harry, Jennifer Lopez, among the many big names who took part in the event. It was recorded May 2nd and aired this past Saturday on ABC, ABC News Live, CBS, YouTube, radio stations broadcast it. And it was at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. But anyway, congratulations to them. Everybody loved the show. And it raised $302 million.
I got something
nice.
For you to
Oh,
to
you got
see
a little
here.
Of this? Yeah, let's have a look.
Here, take a look
this
at this
This is Vax
guy.
Live.
He has somebody else join him. Oh. I'll just roll it for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, from AC/DC, Brian Johnson is here with us right now.
Oh, the Foo Fighters going to jump on with the...
Man, that's got to hurt his throat. Right?
Well, he's lost his voice. He's lost his hearing. I mean.
Oh, I love it. Oh, boy.
That's dope, though.
Have you seen them live, Sarah?
The Foo Fighters?
No, AC/DC.
No, I've never seen them live.
They're so good. They were so good. I can't speak to what they do now. But
yeah, I saw them
20 years ago, and they were incredible.
In 1980, I was too young to go to an AC/DC concert, and by the time I was a big AC/DC fan, I was not a Brian Johnson fan.
Ah.
If I could have gone back in time and seen Bon Scott, I would have gone. But, you know, you used to see the videos all the time of, everybody knows Angus does that hop across the stage with his guitar. And, listen, the Foo Fighters are, not that it's such a difficult song, but they are. Well, let's hear the solo. Basically. Like the note for note solo. So good.
I just love the Foo Fighters in the background jamming out so hard. It's amazing. Yep. I love it. Everybody's just so happy to be there.
Well, except the kids in the audience that are like, can you play Everlong? Can you play, right?
Right. Speaking of bands awesome. That Dave Grohl's been in, Nirvana. Nirvana.
Yeah. Yes.
How would you like to own 6 strands of Kurt Cobain's hair?
That's a no, Bob.
It's from a haircut that he got in the UK in 89. So it's young hair. They were touring to support their debut album, Bleach.
So are you actually saying 6 strands. Hairs?
6 hairs. 6 Kurt Cobain hairs. Okay. She's the hair this... His hair was cut by a woman who's described as a early confidant of Kurt's. So maybe she has a bunch of his hair and she's just selling him a few strands at a time.
Right.
It comes with photos of the hair actually being cut and the woman posing with Kurt while holding the scissors that did the cutting. So you could have a whole little museum exhibition with this. The opening bid was $2,500. Let me see if I can find it. The auction actually closes, I think, this coming Friday or Saturday. Let me see what the bid's at. It's at $3,000. You could get 6 strands of his hair for just over, it's at $3,025 right now. There's only 3 bids. Yeah, 5 days left. So it looks like it's on Saturday that it'll be done. It's on Iconic Auctions. And it's just iconicauctions.com/Nirvana. And you can find it. If you want to. The thing is, to own 6 strands of someone's hair, you could clone them. Can you clone someone from a strand of hair?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Maybe a scientist could figure out how to clone them.
Yeah. It's weird to sell biological material like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because of cloning. You could get a little baby Kurt.
It's weird in general.
It is weird. Yeah, it's weird that you can make something.
Yeah.
Like his guitar is one thing. Or even the sweater is already kind of
Yeah.
Sweater, all right.
Okay.
But
One of Kurt Cobain's guitar picks.
Oh.
And what else did I have? Oh, drumsticks from...
Dave.
From Dave, right. Anyway, we got to see them early on when they opened
so
up for the Red Hots
pick and you,
in Del Mar.
Great.
And we were on stage because I was working in radio at the time. So we watched the show from side stage and yeah, they were all impressive. Everything about that night was like fully imprinted.
Well, what
in
a
my
show
brain.
To see, you know,
yeah,
Nirvana
it was
and the and Red
Pearl
Hot
Jam.
Chili Peppers.
It was Pearl Jam opened, then
oh
Nirvana,
my God. Hilarious,
then the Red Hots.
Incredible. Well, the Red Hot Chili Peppers have been around for really forever compared to those guys. Like, were they 8-10 years in?
They were the full headliners, and they had and Frusciante was like a little boy. I think I've told you this. He came out. He had a head shaved, and he's a skinny little, you know, music nerd.
This is the guitar player for the Red
Hot who's finally getting to play with this band that he actually loved, and he's the guitar player now. And he comes out with his, I guess, girlfriend at the time, and he puts her on the ground by his feet, and she sat there and watched him play for the whole show.
Did he look right at her? Was that like his safe place?
I assume this was so early in his career, and he did have stage fright. I bet you that must have had something to do with it.
Because
it
was the weirdest thing. If I can make eye contact with you and you're smiling and I know you still love me, I can do this.
I've seen weird stuff at shows, but bringing your girlfriend out and having her sit on the floor by your feet is really weird.
Yeah. And I'll leave you with this. Music is back, everyone. Or festivals, I should say. Music never really went anywhere. Travis Scott's, I didn't get to this on Friday because we were doing the new music, but he put Astroworld Festival tickets on sale. This is, I think it's in Houston. Yeah, Houston, Texas. That's his home city. They scrapped this thing because of coronavirus last year. They have not yet announced who is playing. And on May 5th, the entire concert sold out in under an hour. 100,000 tickets, gonzo.
Damn. Cool.
It's now a two-day event for 2021. Astroworld confirmed that all 100,000 tickets sold out within an hour. It's going to be Houston November 5th and 6th. No lineup has been announced. It's going to be at NRG Park. He will headline it, of course. So you're at least going to see Travis Scott, and I'm sure he'll get tons of people to. This is, I think this is the second one these. I don't know how many of these he's done, but he's.
That is so much money, though. Imagine how much he makes for that one concert.
I know.
For that one. Is it a tour he's doing?
This is just the Astroworld Festival. I'm sure he's going to tour in general, but this festival is 100,000 tickets. I don't see a price on them. I mean, probably
have VIP suites.
Right.
Too. So if you just say average $100 per ticket, 100,000 tickets would be $10 million.
Good. So good.
Sold
so much
out
money.
What, an hour?
And less than an hour, yeah. Anyway, congratulations. People who love music, it's back. You can go
good.
To shows. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, Paradise, speaking of comebacks, Paradise is making its comeback. Mattel makes the news, and so does Man Nipple after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.